Selwyn, good morning, or good evening to you.
Good afternoon, from New York, Peter. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. What's taking you to New York?
Really, just having a really good look at what we can expect from the new Secretary General of the United Nations, Ban Ki-moon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really reporting on that back to New Zealand, Peter. I'll give you a bit of a rundown, if you like.
Yes, please.
Yeah. No, well, at the moment, Peter, you might actually know. I think you've been to New York, haven't you?
About 2 years ago.
Yeah, I'm standing on the corner of East 42nd Street and First Avenue, which is right outside the United Nations. And basically what's going down here is I can report, Peter, that the Secretary General, the new one that took over from Kofi Annan, his name is Ban Ki-moon. He's the former foreign minister from South Korea. And he's got off to a bit of a rocky start, to be honest. First he appointed people into commanding postings that other nations are saying had little experience in their allocated fields, and also it seems that his style was to bypass even the screening kind of process of many who believed that they had the expertise. So that was the first thing. The second thing, he publicly announced his reform agenda prior to consulting or diplomatically acquiring the buy-in of other powerful ambassadors around the United Nations, and people like, for example, Pakistan's ambassador here, who is the leader of a very powerful group of 132 developing nations. Now, they felt that they lost face in the way that Ban Ki-moon actually handled some of the announcements around about 2 to 3 weeks ago, Peter.
That seems like a very strange start, because when it was announced that he was going to be in the new role to replace Kofi Annan, it seemed fairly generally that commentators were applauding the move, that he would be an admirable person in the job. But this has surprised me to hear this.
Yes, and also from what we were hearing back in New Zealand as well, Peter, that he was really a reformist. Now, that's been questioned in some ways. It's more a case of style from what I'm hearing. The ambassadors of the developing nations, they really rebelled back in around about February the 5th, largely over Ban Ki-moon's plan to restructure the UN bureaucracy. And again, consultation, review and justifications for the changes, this was not coming. He announced them without any kind of regard to their feelings, according to diplomats from these nations that are talking over here. On February 5, for example, Ban Ki-moon, he showed little regard for the important parts that are so central to the developing nations and those who are, the divide between the developed nations, if you like. But on Friday last week, he came around. He met with the ambassadors, and he said to them, apparently, that he would explicitly respect the diplomatic process. Now, this turnaround is being said, Peter, by diplomats here, that it is essential if Ban Ki-moon is to lead restructure and reform of the UN in a meaningful way, with effective outcomes, then he must buy them in. Where the crux of the whole thing is that Ban Ki-moon had decided that it is important that the peacekeeping operations around the world come under a more singular and unified command structure. Now, of course, the peacekeeping operations around the world are under the Security Council umbrella, which is quite separate from the developing nations' foreground, really, which is the General Assembly. Now, making it more complex, Peter, is that the developing nations, obviously, they are the ones who provide their fair share, the bulk of soldiers in peacekeeping operations around the world. So they felt that by Ban Ki-moon saying that there's going to be a single command structure, or a unified command structure, that they wouldn't even have control over their own soldiers in the field.
So, a fairly controversial start. Are you hearing any sort of thoughts from either other press that are in the area or from other people as to what this is likely to do for the reputation of the UN?
Well, yes, and there have been reports in the New York Times over the weekend where it's saying that Ban Ki-moon really is starting to show that he can learn from the mistakes he's made.
Okay.
It's citing that meeting that I referred to just before, where Ban Ki-moon reiterated that he would change the way he goes about things. Now, the difficulty is really that it is the testing time is right now, and it is this week. for example, where it will be eyed to see whether or not Ban Ki-moon can save face, completely hold on to the mantle of leadership here without giving in to the powerful swaying kind of waves that are coming through from the developing nations. He's caught between the P5 or the five permanent nations on the Security Council and the developing nations as a huge bloc, and he needs to manoeuvre out from that. Now, the New York Times is kind of indicating that it is a testing week. There's a preliminary meeting tomorrow which tests really how the meetings throughout next week relating to peacekeeping reform will take place. And that meeting tomorrow is said that it's going to be a strong indicator of exactly how effective he will be in the future.
Mm. It's going to be an interesting story to, as it unfolds further. No doubt we'll hear more by next week when we speak to you. Anything else happening just quickly in New York while you're there?
It's pretty political, Peter. Just about all the lobby groups and the business sectors are kind of in with the potential income, the potential candidates for the presidential election in 2008. You're seeing kind of movements in all sorts of areas there. George Bush, for example, the newspapers here over the weekend were very much in displaying that he has been backed into a bit of a constitutional corner with the Democratic-led Congress refusing to give into Bush's demands of free flow of money to fuel the extra troops in Iraq. Now, Bush is saying that if the Congress doesn't come through with that money, then what it is doing is taking money and resource away from those Americans that are fighting over there. So the politics is centering all around that at the moment, Peter.
Fantastic. All right. Well, thanks so much for your time this morning, Selwyn. Enjoy your time in New York. One of the great things I enjoyed when I was there was walking across the Brooklyn Bridge. That was fantastic. It's a gorgeous bridge.
Fantastic. Okay, Peter.
Have a great time. We'll speak to you next week. Thanks, Selwyn. Selwyn Manning, co-editor of scoop.co.nz, New Zealand's independent online news publication.